afternoon, everyone. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you should know, I've written two books on weight. The first one is called You Can Live at Any Weight You Choose, which is true. And the second one is How to Weigh Less Permanently. That's just an ebook. It's 35 pages, covers everything. Now, I've been talking to you on podcasts for few weeks now, and it's time to understand emotionally what I've been telling you. Let's start with what you think you know. You say to yourself, you know, I'm overweight, I'm not happy, I weigh 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds too much, and I hate it, and I don't want to weigh this anymore. Less, a lot less. So why don't you? And then you say, I love food too much. I just love food. But wait a minute. Food is a thing that's making you unhappy. It is making you overweight or fat. That's what the food is doing. So how can you love food? Keep in mind, food when you eat is just in your mouth for a matter of seconds. That's all. If you want more food, you gotta start all over again in a few more seconds. So what is it about you telling you love food so much that you are willing to suffer the consequences of being unhealthy, fat, overweight, maybe obese, maybe diabetic, maybe something serious? Everybody tells you weighing too much is bad for you, it's not healthy, it could lead to an early death. And there you are, still putting all that food in your mouth. You know, there's actually a distinction which you'll understand as we go along. Eating is for nourishment, that's all. Putting food in your mouth is for emotional satisfaction. That's what it's about. Look, you really wouldn't hurt yourself by slamming a car door on your hand. Ooh, that sounds terrible. It's painful. Or putting your hand over a fire and burn it? Of course not. It's stupid. It's awful. Why would you do that? Yet you are doing something far worse. You are. You are putting enough food in your mouth to keep you weighing what you do, which is way too much. You're unhappy. So why don't you solve it? And you know, as we've done over this in the past, everybody wants to sell you something. I have nothing to sell you. I don't want any of your money. This is too important. It's way beyond money. Look, if you really want to understand what you're doing, the only way to do it, and I say only way to do it, is to get the feeling you get by putting food in your mouth. Look, let me give you an example. You're sitting watching television at your house. You've had dinner. You've had enough food. You don't need any more food. You're sitting watching television and you have some, for some reason, some candy or peanuts out there. Now, you put it in your mouth. Really, why? Why would you do that? Here you are telling yourself that you weigh too much and you know all that food is causing you health problems, and yet when push comes to shove, you're sitting right out there, putting out your hand, and taking some snacks, peanuts, candy, whatever it is, putting it in your mouth, knowing all the time it's a disaster for you. So, why are you doing it? And the only way to understand this is to understand the emotional impact of it. You know, not everybody wants to admit that they have emotional issues. People don't want to say, gosh, I have an emotional issue with food, and I don't know how to solve it, and I don't know what to do. They feel it's weak. It's something they don't want to admit. But yet there it is, and you have to deal with it. Now, diets will not do it. I don't care what kind of diet it is, because you feel you need certain foods to put in your mouth because it makes you feel good or better, and stop you from feeling bad. That's it. Any diet is based on emotional deprivation. It's the depriving you of food you need emotionally to make you happy, to make you feel better. So getting back to the TV set, why are you doing it? Really? You know why? Here's what to do. Here's your test. Do it all the time. Don't put the food in your mouth for a while. See how you feel without the food in your mouth. Does it make you nervous? Are you concerned? Do you need something in your mouth? Does it make you anxious? And then wait a while. Wait a while, as long as you can. Then put some food in your mouth, the snack that you were watching for, let's say, half an hour, and see how it makes you feel, really. Capture the feeling. It is that feeling that the food gives you. Remember, it's just in your mouth for seconds. That's all it is. But it's the feeling you get. You don't love the food. You need to put the food in your mouth for emotional reasons. It's an emotional need. That's why you weigh what you do. It's not a shame to admit it. It's just how it is. You have, 100, 200 million people overweight in the United States? Maybe obese? Really unhappy? They all know exactly what to do. It's not a secret. The problem is they can't do it because they don't know how. Everybody tells you, change your lifestyle, make better choices. All that's categorical nonsense. Those people just want your money. Pay us your money and we'll make sure you weigh less. Whatever happened to truth in advertising? They know better than that. So do you. Oh, your weight may go down for a while, but the chance of you permanently losing weight is very, on a diet, any diet, it's very close to zero. So here's what to do. Here's your start. It's an understanding of the problem. Once you understand the problem emotionally, not just intellectually, emotionally, so you can feel the problem, then you're on the way to solving it. It is not hard to solve. But you have to understand why you're doing it. That's number one. So when you're sitting in front of the television set, hold off as long as you can before you put anything in your mouth. See how you feel. Get the feeling. You won't be happy. You'll be unhappy, anxious, who knows, whatever. Then see how you feel differently when you put the food in your mouth. The difference is, that's why you say you love food. You really don't. You hate what the food does to you, but you need it. Emotionally, it's something you feel you need. We'll go over this. You'll solve the problem. And again, I'm selling freedom. I'm selling freedom from worrying about your weight, and I don't want a penny of your money. It's all free. This is too important to worry about money. Freedom. Remember, freedom from food. That's it. This is John Thomas. We'll continue this. Thank you.